我们现在要看第十五章啊。
We're going to read chapter four.
第十五章分成三段啊。
There are three major sections.
第一段是一节到十二节。
First section is from verse 1 to 12.
啊，伯拉罕因信算为义。
Abraham was justified by faith.
一到三节是第一段第一小段，亚伯拉罕因信称义。
First subsection, verse 1 to 3, Abraham was justified by faith.
从一章到三章，保罗论因信称义都是讲理论的理论性的说明。
From chapter 1 to chapter 3, Paul talks about the theory of justification.
第数章他就举出两个。旧约时代有新人的榜样来证明因信称义这个道理。
In chapter 4, Paul illustrates this theory with two examples from the Old Testament.
旧约的历史那么长远，他要举出谁为例子呢？就是亚伯兰跟大卫。
There are so many characters in the Old Testament times, and that's why he picked Abraham and David as an illustration of justification.
亚伯兰是以色列第一代祖宗。
Abraham was the first ancestor of the Jews.
被称为神的朋友。
He was called the friend of God.
他有好多信心的表现。
And he had many showing or manifestation of faith.
大卫是合神心意的。
And David was a man after God's heart.
以色列国那么多的王，大卫表现最好，得到神更大的喜悦。
There are so many kings in the nation of Israel, and yet David was the only one whom God favored.
这两个都是以色列所尊重的。
And these two were highly esteemed by the Jews.
所以保罗用这两个人物来证明，因称这个道理是有这个前人留下的榜样。
And that is why Paul cited these two examples as a way of illustrating this truth of justification.
第一节。
Verse 1.
如主说来，我们的祖宗亚伯拉凭着肉体得什么呢？这里所谈的凭着肉体是凭着血气的修养得到什么效果呢？
Now what then shall we say that Abraham our forefather discovered in this matter?
血气的修养就是二节所谈的行为。
Verse 2, if Abraham was justified by works.
说二节说，倘若亚伯兰是因行为称义，就有可以夸口的。但是在前面的没有可夸口，意思说亚伯兰不是因行为称义，是因信称义的。
So verse 2, if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. In other words, he was justified by faith, not by works.
因为他凭血的努力并没有得到什么，是白白被神称义。
Even though he had worked hard to be a better person, and yet he was justified freely by God.
第三节说，经上怎么说呢？说亚伯兰信神，就是他的义啊。亚伯兰是因为信被神称义。
Verse 3, Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
这个记在创世第十五章第六节。
This is in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6.
啊，神把亚伯兰带到外面来，给他看天上星星，叫他算一算，能不能算清楚。
God brought Abraham to the field and asked him to count the stars in the sky.
然后说你祖孙以后要像天上星那么多。
And God promised him that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky.
亚伯兰七十五岁离开迦南，离开故乡，来到迦南地。
When Abraham was 75 years old, he departed from his homeland and went to the land of Canaan.
神都应许要给他生好多祖孙。
And God promised him many descendants.
到了神叫他看天上星有多少时候，已经来迦南已经十年了。
By the time God wanted Abraham to look up to the skies, he was already 85 years old.
就是85岁。
85 years old.
还没有儿子。
He didn't have a son.
神要给他好多星，好多子，好像星星那么多。
God promised him descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky.
要再等几百年、几千年，他看不到了。
How much longer would he have to wait before he could see that promise realized?
没有儿子，怎么会有孙呢？
If he didn't have a son, how could he have descendants?
但他没有这样想。
But he didn't think that way.
他对神的每一句话都完全相信。
He fully believed in God's word.
所以神就以这个为他的义。
And that is why God considered him righteous.
那时候他还没有行割礼。
He was not yet circumcised at that point.
因信就被称义，所以他被称义跟行割礼是没有关系的。
And so he was justified apart from circumcision.
啊，那第四节到第八节第六小段，罪人被算为义是一种福气。
Verse 4 to 8, the second subsection, blessed is the sinner to whom God credits righteousness.
第四节说做工的得工价是理所当然，这个不是恩典。
Verse 4, now when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation.
这个就比喻没有好行为也被称义，这个是恩典啊。
This is to illustrate the fact that even if you don't have any virtues, you are still justified by the free grace of God.
你有好行为被称义，这个是白，这个有好行为被称义，这个是该得的啦。但没有好行为被称义，这个是恩典。
Of course, if you are considered righteous because of your good deeds, then it is not a gift, but it is an obligation.
第五节，唯有不做工的，主信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算了义啊。这里说不做工就没有好行为了，没有好行为，因为你信被称义啊，这个是神恩典。
But in verse 5, to the man who does not work but trusts God who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness.
第六节
verse
6, 第七节就提到这个第六节到第八节谈到大卫的数遍的话。
Verse 6 to 8, talk about the Psalm of David.
大卫称那在你行为以外蒙神算的义的人有行为以外就是说没有行为没有好行为也被算为义这个是有无忌的。
David spoke of the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works.
他说得赦免其过遮盖其罪这人是有福罪遮盖的看不见等于说罪没有被纪念罪得了赦免这个是有福气的。
Verse 7, blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
保罗就用大卫书篇来说一个人最能够被遮盖不被纪念得到赦免这个是好大的福气。
Paul quoted from Psalm 32 that those whose transgressions are forgiven are blessed.
第九节到十节这里谈到没有受过的时候要不然就被算了义了。
In verse 9 to 10, people were being justified before circumcision.
看第九节，如主看来，这福是单加给那受割的人吗？不会是给那未受割的人吗？这里所说的这个福，就前面所谈的罪被赦免，这个就一种福气了。这个福气不是单给受割的，也给没有受割的人。
So the blessedness in verse 9 is linked directly to the previous verses where it says the blessedness of the man whose transgressions are forgiven.
然后说因我们所说亚伯兰的信就是那他义地书的是怎么算呢是在受割的时候呢是在未受割的时候呢不是在受割乃是在未受割的时候这个谈到亚伯兰被算义是在没有受割的时候已经被算了义了。
So Abraham was considered righteous even before he was circumcised.
亚伯兰是什么时候行割礼呢？
When was Abraham circumcised?
我们看创世纪十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
十二章先看第四节啊。
Verse 4.
第四节对于，十二章的第四。十二章第四节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 4.
这边说神对亚伯兰第四节这里谈到亚伯兰出哈兰来到迦南地时候七十五岁啊，七十五岁。
Verse 4.
第四节，十二章第四节啊。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 4, the second part. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran.
然后十五章六节说神称亚伯兰因为信。因为有信心称他为义。
Genesis 15:6, Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness.
那十六章的三节说，这个时候亚伯兰再这样已经做了十年。
16:3, so after
八十五岁了。
Abraham had been living in Canaan for 10 years.
再看十七章的二十四节。
85:17, verse 24。
十七二十四节，亚伯拉罕受割的时候年九十九岁啊。
Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised.
75岁离开故乡来到迦南地啊。
Abraham left Haran at age 75.
在迦南住了十五年就八十五岁了。
And he lived in Canaan for 10 years.
他因为信被神称义。
And he was justified by faith.
那九十九岁啊，二十四十七章二十四节说九十九岁行割礼。
And in 17 verse 24, when Abraham was 99 years old, he was circumcised.
那就是说神因为他的信在为义是85岁、99岁、15年后才行割礼。
And so God considered him righteous when Abraham was 85 years old, and he was only circumcised when he was 99 years old.
先因信称义，经过了15年才行割礼，所以说没有行割礼以前就因着信被称义。
So Abraham was justified by faith when he was 85, and only 14 years later was he circumcised at 99 years old.
保罗拿这个来做理由说，要不然被称义不是因着割礼缘故，是因着信的缘故。
And this is Paul's reasoning that he was first justified by faith and then was circumcised.
再看十一节
，verse 11。
十一节的十五节是第一段的第一小段，他说故里有三种意义。
The fourth subsection of the first section, the dual significance of Abraham's circumcision in verse 11 and 12.
看十一节啊。
Let's turn to verse 11.
并且他受了割礼的记号。做他未受割礼时候因信称义的印证，叫他做一切未受割礼而信的人的父亲，属他们也算为义。这里谈到亚伯拉罕先因信称义以后才行割礼。
Abraham was justified by faith and then he was circumcised.
那么受割礼是做他因信称义的印证，就是印证你因信称义是有功效的。
And so, Abraham received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith.
为什么割礼印证因信称义有功效呢？
How does the sign of circumcision become a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith?
因为有割礼才是神的选民。
Because only those who are circumcised are chosen people of God.
没有割礼就不是神的选民。
Without circumcision, they will not be the chosen people of God.
不是神的选民，怎么会被神称义呢？
And if they are not the chosen people of God, how can they be justified?
所以他先因信称义。
And that is why they are justified first.
然后去行割礼。
And then are circumcised.
这个割礼是回头印证你因信称义是有功效的。
So circumcision is a seal of the righteousness one receives by being justified by faith.
看下面呢，叫他做一切为受而信的人的父亲，使他们也算了义。这里谈到外邦人没有行割礼。
The Gentiles were not circumcised,
也会因信被称义,
but they will be justified by faith as well.
因为亚伯拉罕没有割礼之前因信称义,
because Abraham, was justified even before he was circumcised.
所以亚伯拉罕因信称义是要成为没有受割礼的外邦人信耶稣的人的信仰的父亲。
And that is why Abraham is to be the father of all who believe, even the Gentiles who have not gone through circumcision.
十二节
，verse 12。
又做受割礼之人的父亲，就是那些不但受割礼，并且按我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕未受割礼而信的人，信的终极去行的人。这后来亚伯拉罕有行割礼。
Abraham was later circumcised.
所以亚伯拉罕祖籍有行割礼没有关系，只要你信，跟着亚伯拉罕信来做，脚中去行，你会被称义的。
And so even though his descendants were also circumcised just like him, but as long as they have faith in God, they will be justified.
所以亚伯拉罕行割有两个意义了。
And so there's a dual significance to Abraham's circumcision.
第一个意义是要给没有行割的人，因着信念受被称义。
First of all, he used to be the father of all those who believe but are Gentiles.
亚伯拉罕成为他们信仰父的祖宗。
Abraham is the father of all of them.
因为亚伯拉罕没有行割礼之前先因信称义。
Because Abraham was justified before he was circumcised.
第二种意义呢，也要做犹太人的信仰祖宗。
The second significance is that he is also to be the father of all the Jews.
主要他们对神有信心，也会因为信而被称义。
As long as the Jews have faith, they will also be justified by that faith.
亚伯拉罕成为他们信仰祖宗。
And Abraham is also their father.
因为亚伯拉罕后来也有行割礼。
Because Abraham was circumcised later on.
那这个十三到十六节，这个是第二段亚伯拉罕相信神的应许。
The second section is from verse 13 to 16. Abraham believed in God's promise.
第一小段是十三节，因信必得承受受罪。
First subsection in verse 13, receive the world through faith.
十三节说，因为神应许亚伯拉罕和他后裔必得承受受罪。不是因律法，乃就因信而得的义啊！这里所谈到的，亚伯拉罕因为神的应许 啊，跟到后裔都在内，会得到赎罪。
Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world.
这个读的是有两个意义。
There's dual significance as well.
一个意思得到迦南地。
Abraham would receive the land of Canaan.
所以因为他对神信的信心的话有信心，所以这个应许就临到他。
And this promise was given him because he had faith in God's word.
那这个数字也可以讲扩大一点，就是耶稣基督成亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And this world can be expanded to include the Lord Jesus Christ, who is also a descendant of Abraham.
啊，福音充满天下。
And through Jesus Christ, this gospel is preached throughout the world.
数字成了基督国度。
And this entire world becomes the kingdom of God.
啊，看启示录第十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation 11.
十五节。
Verse
15. 启示录的第十一章，十五节。
Revelation 11, verse 15.
啊，这边说有一天福音传遍天下，数万国成了基督的国，他永远作王。
The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever.
基督是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Jesus is a descendant of Abraham.
福音传遍天下以后，他都得了整个数字。
And when the gospel is preached throughout the world, this kingdom becomes His.
因为亚伯拉罕相信神的应许。
Because Abraham believed in God's promise.
所以他的祖孙得了迦南地为产业。
And that is why his heir received the land of Canaan as promised.
然后耶稣也是从那祖孙出现。
And Jesus Christ also came from the lineage of Abraham.
福音传遍天下。
And the gospel through Jesus Christ is preached through the world.
得了全数罪为他产业。
And the Lord Jesus owns the world.
好，那这个。十四节的十六节是第六小段，因信得成为后世啊。
Verse 14 to 16, the third subsection, be heirs through faith.
啊，若是属律法的人才得为后世，信就归虚空，应许就废弃了。这里说属律法的人是讲犹太人。
If those who live by law are heirs, these are Jews.
假如犹太人才可以做亚伯的后裔，
if only the Jews could be Abraham's descendants,
那信就落空了，
then faith has no value,
应许也落空了，
and the promise is worthless.
所以说不是属律法的也会因信被称义，不属于律法犹太以外外邦的也会因信被称义，因信得到神的应许。
Those who do not fall under the Jewish law, In other words, the Gentiles will also receive the promise of God.
十五节说，因为律法是扰动愤怒的，哪里没有律法，哪里就没有过犯。这里说，律法扰动愤怒，因为你违背律法而被定罪，扰动神的愤怒被定罪。
Verse 15, because law brings wrath, and where there is no law, there is no transgression. So if one sins against the law, then there will be wrath upon the person.
这一句话就是说，你想靠律法被称义，反而要被定罪。
In other words, those who want to rely on law to be safe will be judged instead.
哪里没有律法，哪里就没有过犯。这个并不是说没有律法人就变得很善良，不是这样啊。
And where there's no law, there's no transgression. It doesn't mean that those who live under no law will be better.
因为律法是定罪的依据。
People are judged by the law.
如果没有律法，你去做不对的事情，也没有律法定你为罪啊。
But where there is no law, there is no transgression. There is no basis for judgment.
好像神对亚当说不能吃善恶果。
For instance, God commanded Adam not to eat of the fruit of
伊甸园唯一的律法。
Good and evil.
神还没有说这个话之前，你去吃没有关系。
And before God issued that command, Adam could have eaten of the fruit.
那神有对律法已经宣布了，你去吃就被定罪。
But since God had already commanded him not to do so, if he sinned against it,he would be condemned.
所以说没有律法就没有过犯，并不是说没有律法人就很善良，而是没有律法就没有定罪依据，你去做不对事也不会被定罪，所以就没有过犯。
So when Paul says where there is no law there is no transgression, he is not saying that where there is no law human nature becomes better. It is just that there is no basis for judgment.
所以人得为后世是本无信，因主叫赎恩，叫应许定然归给一切后裔，不但归给那属律法，也归给那效亚伯兰诸信的。这里就谈到，因为信就成为亚伯兰后裔。
We become Abraham's descendants by faith.
亚伯有两种祖孙呢、啊。
Abraham has two kinds of offspring.
神对亚伯兰说，你祖孙好像地上沙那么多。
God promised Abraham that his descendants will be as numerous as the sand on the shore.
属地的祖孙。
These refer to physical descendants.
神又说，你说好像天上星那么多，就属天属地的祖孙。
And God also promised Abraham, his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky, and these are the spiritual descendants of Abraham.
犹太人如果没有信耶稣，他是属地的祖孙。
And those who do not,
犹太人如果没有信耶稣，他就属地的祖孙。
Those Jews who do not believe in our Lord Jesus Christ are the physical descendants of Abraham.
他只有得到属地的迦南。
And they would also only receive the promised land of Canaan.
我们跟亚伯没有血缘关系。
We do not have any blood lineage from Abraham.
我们如果信了耶稣，就成了他属灵祖孙。
But if we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, we are spiritual descendants of Abraham.
要得到天国的产业。
And we will receive the inheritance of heaven.
看加拉太书的第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3,
第七节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 7.
加拉太三章第七节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 7.
所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人，就是亚伯的祖孙。这里他那以信为本，就亚伯的祖孙。
Understand that those who believe are children of Abraham.
犹太人如果没有信耶稣，
if the Jews do not believe in Jesus,
他们不过是亚伯的属肉体祖孙。
They are merely physical descendants of Abraham.
不能成为他属灵祖孙。
They cannot become his spiritual descendants.
我们跟亚伯没有血缘关系。
We do not have any blood relationship with Abraham.
但如果有信心接受主的救恩。
But if we have the faith to accept the Lord Jesus' gospel,
那就成了他的属灵祖孙。
Then we become Abraham's spiritual descendants.
所以新的时代犹太已经没有特权了。
And that is why in the New Testament times, the Jews no longer had the privilege.
神的应许要归给那些效亚伯的信心之主的人。
The promise of God will be given to all those who obey His commands.
第三段是十七点二十五节亚伯人信心的特色。
The third section from verse 17 to 25, the uniqueness or the special characteristics of Abraham's faith.
第一小段是十七节信心的本质。
First subsection, verse 17, the essence of faith.
看十七节。
Verse 17.
亚伯人所信的是那叫属人复活十五变得有的神。他在主面前做我们众受人的父，如今的所记，我已经立你做多个父。这里谈到亚伯兰信什么？第一个是信教使人复活的神，第二个是信神会属无边的有。
So what kind of God did Abraham believe in? He believed, first of all, the God who gives life to death.
属无边的有就没有儿子，后来有儿子了。
And secondly, the God who calls things that are not as though they were.
神能够使无变有。
God is able to turn nothing into something.
好像神造万的时候什么都没有，神用话说有什么就有什么。
Before God created the entire universe, there was nothing, and yet with God's word, everything was created.
我们信主前，有的人信主之前不健康，就没有平安，没有健康。
Many people before they believe in Jesus did not have peace or health.
信主后有平安，有健康。
But after they believe in the Lord, they have peace and health.
有的信主前心灵不平安，信耶稣又心里有平安。
And there are a lot of people who are depressed before they believe in Jesus, and afterward, after they believed, they have peace.
有的人信主前工作不顺利，没有钱；信主后工作有神祝福，就有钱了。
Before some members believe in the Lord, they may be poor and were without a job. But after they believe in God, they were blessed.
神能够使无变有。
So God is able to turn nothing into something.
这是亚伯兰所信的。
And this is what Abraham believed.
第二个是信神能够使叫死人复活。
And secondly, Abraham believed the God who also gives life to the dead.
这个就讲以撒好像从死里复活一样。以撒好像从死里复活。
Isaac was as if raised from the dead.
看希伯来第十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。十七节
Hebrews 11 verse 17
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验说就把以撒献上就变成那欢喜领受应许的将助理独生儿子献上十八节
18
论告这儿子曾有话说从以撒生才能后裔十九节
19
他以为神还能够叫死人从死里复活他也仿佛从死中对他儿子来这边就谈到亚伯拉罕因着信被神试验 因着信被神试验的时候，把以、把以撒献给神啊。
Okay. By faith, Abraham was tested by God.
我们常常说亚伯把以撒献给神，不是他不爱儿子，是他更爱神。
We often say that Abraham offered Isaac because he loved God more than his son.
但是希伯来作者他没有讲他爱神。
But the author of Hebrews didn't claim that he loved God more than his son.
他讲他信神。
But he said, by faith, Abraham offered Isaac.
因为希伯来书作者认为信比爱更重要。
Because the author of Hebrews believes that faith is more important than love.
他爱神的时候，信心的表现呢？
Faith is also a showing of one's love for God.
所以爱心就是他能爱神的一个原因。
And the reason he's able to have faith in God is because he loves God.
圣经里说神信是不是有没有信心？
In fact, the scripture says God tested Abraham.
他信什么呢？
What did he test
him? 他信主人会复活。
For, God wanted to see if he believed that he could raise the dead.
看创世纪二十章。
Let's turn to Genesis 20.
创世纪的二十章。
Genesis 20.
Verse 12.
But God said to him,
以撒生的才成了后裔。
Genesis 21, verse 12. It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned.
要不然在书里下家到以实玛利离开亚伯兰家的时候，神对亚伯兰这样说。
So when the maidservant Hagar brought her son away from Abraham, God said to him,
以撒生的才成后裔。
Sarah, the son born from Sarah will be your offspring.
那二十二章神叫亚伯兰说，把他的独生子儿以撒献给神。
And in verse 22, Abraham was commanded by God to offer Isaac to God.
要不然把神的两句话，前后两句啊，连起来想。
And Abraham must have related what was spoken in verse 21 to what God wanted him to do in verse 22.
以撒生的才会成我的后裔。
Only the son by Sarah will become his offspring.
现在神要把儿子杀掉。
But now God wanted Abraham to offer Isaac to him.
那以撒一定要复活啊。
Then the only natural logical conclusion is that Isaac would be raised from the dead.
以撒如果没有复活，神的话怎么应验呢？
If Isaac was not raised from the dead, how could God's promise be fulfilled?
他相信神每一句话。
Abraham believed in every word of God.
以撒生了才成我的后裔。
Those born by Sarah will be Abraham's offspring.
他相信神一定会应验的。
And Abraham believed that God would fulfill his promise.
现在神要把以撒杀掉。
So now that in chapter 22, God wanted to kill Isaac.
所以他一定会复活。
So Abraham could only conclude
如果不复活，神的话就不应验了。
Isaac would be raised. Otherwise, if Isaac was dead, then God's promise would never be fulfilled.
看未来希伯来第十一章。
Let's return to Hebrews 11.
第十一章的十九节这样讲。
11 verse 19.
亚伯兰以为神能够叫人从死里复活。
Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead.
他也恍惚从死中得他儿子来。为什么讲恍惚呢？
And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death.
因为儿子没有死掉啊。
Figuratively speaking, because Isaac was not dead.
那为什么又说好像从死中得掉这个儿子呢？
But why do you say that figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back
from death? 因为神没有事先告诉他预备羊代替他儿子。
Because God never told Abraham beforehand that he should prepare a ram in place of his son.
把儿子捆起来。
So Abraham tied his son up.
他手拿刀举起来要砍下去。
Took the knife and was just about to strike his own son.
那个时候在亚伯兰心目中，儿子输定了。
At that very moment, Abraham must have determined that his son was going to die.
但神说住手，你不要杀你儿子。
But God stop him from killing his own son.
然后亚伯兰回头看到有一株羊在那边。
Then Abraham turned back and saw a ram.
就抓着儿子来带，抓这个羊来带着儿子把他杀到献给神。
and took the ram in place of his son, killed it and offered it to God.
所以虽然以撒没有属祭，但是在亚伯拉罕心中，他的儿子已经属掉了。
So even though Isaac was not physically dead, and yet in the heart of Abraham, he had already died.
就好像从属中得了儿子。
And that is why figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death.
亚伯信心就是这么单纯。
And this was the simple faith that Abraham had.
等了十五年，神还没有给他儿子。
For 10 years, God never fulfilled his promise of giving him a son.
已经85岁了。
He was already 85 years old.
但还是相信神的话会应验。
But he only believed that God's promise will be fulfilled.
而神要他把儿子杀掉。
And God also wanted him to kill his own son.
他相信神会给他复活。
And yet he reasoned that God would resurrect his son.
如果不复活，神的话不会应验。
If his son was not raised, God's promise would be broken.
他相信神的话一定会应验。
But he fully believed that God's promise would be fulfilled.
所以他的信心非常单纯。
And that is why he had a very simple faith.
看回来罗马书第十五章。
Let's return to Romans chapter 4.
第十七节。
Verse
17. 因亚伯有这样的信心，所以他就可以做多国的父亲。
As is written, I've made you a father of many nations.
为什么他成为多国父亲呢？他不是一个民族的祖先吗？怎么做多国的父亲呢？
Wasn't he just a father of a race, and yet he is going to be the father of many nations?
因为他相信神的话，所以真的得了一个儿子。
He believed in God, and that's why he got a son.
后来从儿子生好多祖孙。
And through that son, he had many descendants.
后来从这祖先出现基督。
And from his descendants came Jesus Christ.
基督福音传遍天下。
And the gospel of Jesus Christ was preached throughout the world.
所以亚伯拉罕成为信仰的祖宗了。
And that is why Abraham became the father of many nations.
就是不管什么种族信耶稣以后，就成亚伯拉罕属灵的祖孙，亚伯拉罕成了属灵的祖先。
Regardless of our race, as long as we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, we will become spiritual descendants of Abraham.
不然一个人怎么可能做各种民族的祖先呢？就是信仰的祖先呢。
Otherwise, how could someone become the father of many nations?
第十八节。
Verse 18。
十八节到二十五节是第六小段，满心相信神的应许。
To 22, the second subsection of section 3, fully believing in God's promise.
他的五个主望说，因信仍有主望，就得以做多个父。正如先前所说，你的后裔将如。这里等到亚伯五个主望说，已经很老了啊，已经很老，差不多没有希望得孩子时啊，他因为信还有这个盼望，所以后来就成为很多国家的。父亲就是信仰的祖宗。
So even though Abraham was advanced in years, and yet in hope he believed, and therefore he became the father of many nations.
十九节说他将近一百岁时候想，虽然想着自己生的好像属的一样，撒拉的生已经断绝，他的心还是没有软弱啊。亚伯的这里一百岁，九十九岁了，一百岁快到了。
Abraham was 99 years old.
还没有孩子。
He didn't have a son.
太太的。已经超过生育的年龄了，就是不可能怀孕了。
And Sarah's womb was also dead.
女人到一个年龄，生理上的变化就不可能怀孕。
After a woman is advanced in age, she will not be able to bear any child.
亚伯已经很老，他也没有办法再生孩子了。
And Abraham was so old that he was not able to bear any children, child, any either.
他的心里不软弱。
But his faith was not weakened.
心里好像走一条路。
It's almost as if you're walking on a journey.
这个路我们从来没有走过。
And you have never walked on this road before.
路有多远你不知道。
And you have no idea how much longer.
但这个不重要。
You need to walk on this
journey. 重要是我们路没有走错。
Not important. Most important is that we're walking on the right path.
如果路没有走错。
If we're walking on the right path.
一定是越走离要去地方越近。
Then we will be closer to our destination.
不可能越走离要去更远。
We will not be further from our destination.
除非你走错路。
Unless we're on the wrong path.
我们敬拜真神，这个路没有走错。
We are taking the right path by believing in God.
我们信耶稣，这个路没有走错。
And it is right that we believe in our Lord Jesus.
我们过去真的是，这个也没有走错。
And it is also the right path to take to believe in this church.
剩下就是时间。
It's only a matter of time.
有的所求的很快得到。
Some requests are fulfilled almost immediately.
他的路比较短。
Some journeys are short.
有的所求要等几年以后才得到。
But there are some journeys that are long.
有的到很老才得到。
And some will only arrive at their destination when they are very old.
我们不晓得神什么都给我们。
We don't know when God will fulfill His promise to us.
主要你路没有走错，一定是越求越等，离神给你说越来越接近。
But as long as we take the right path, we are always closer to our destination.
以人讲，要不然越老越没有办法生孩子。
Humanly speaking, Abraham, being so advanced in years, could not have children.
越老信心更强。
But the older he was, the stronger his faith became.
因为他知道越老离神给他说越来越近，不可能越远了。
Because he realized that older he got, the closer he was to the fulfillment of God's promise in his life.
我们不管求什么都有这样的想法。
And we must have this kind of faith in everything that we ask for.
主要你所求神主意。
As long as what we pray for is according to God's will,
不管什么时候神给我们,
regardless of when God gives us to us,
一定越等离神更说越来越接近,
the longer we wait, the closer we are to God's fulfillment of the promise.
不要灰心了,
so let us never be discouraged.
二十节,
verse 20,
并且仰望神的应许, 总没有因为不信心里起疑惑, 反倒因信心里都坚固, 将都归给神, 他越的心越坚固, 把都归给神。
So he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God.
21节说满心相信神应许必能做成。
Being fully persuaded that God has power to do what he had promised.
25节所以这个就算在义。
This is why it was credited to him as righteousness.
然后这个23节到25节是第三小段，我们要因信算为义。
Verse 23 to 25, the third subsection, we are also justified by faith.
23节算为他
Verse 23.
算为他的义，这个话不是单为他写，也是为我们写的。
The words it was credited to him were written not for him alone, but also for us as well.
24节
Verse 24.
也是为我们这，为我们将来要得算为义的人写的，为我们做这些信耶稣的人写的了。
So those words it was credited to him is also were also written for us.
就是我们这信神属我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人，我们现在耶稣从复活，我们因为这个信也要被称义。
For us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead.
耶稣从死里复活，我们没有看到现场啊。
We were not eyewitnesses to Jesus' resurrection.
为什么我们能够相信呢?
How could we believe?
因为耶稣复活有证据啊。
Because there's evidence to Jesus' resurrection.
看过年前第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 15.
十七节到十八节。
Verse 17 to 18.
过年多前书十五章十七十八。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17 to 18.
基督若没有复活，你们的信是徒然，你们仍在罪里面。十八节，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。这里谈到，假如基督没有复活，他就不是救主。
So if Christ has not been raised, he would not be our savior.
我们信就落空，没有结果了。
And our hope will be in vain.
我们还在罪里救，你受洗罪没有得赦免，因为如果没有复活，他不是救主。
Then we are still in our sins, because if Christ has not been raised, then he would not be our Savior.
在基督里面睡的人就是离世的人，他活着时候受过洗礼也没有用，罪没有赦免，还是灭亡。因为如果基督灭亡，他就不得救主。
And so, if Christ has not been raised, then our sins are never forgiven, because he would not be able to forgive our sins.
那基督复活，我们没有看到现场，怎么相信耶稣真的复活呢？
So how can we believe in Jesus' resurrection if we are not eyewitness to that event?
我刚刚说有证据啊。
I had stated previously that we have evidence. The first evidence.
耶稣对门徒说。
Is that Jesus spoke to his disciples.
他去对门徒有益处。
By going, he was going to benefit his disciples.
如果他不升天保佑不来。
If he did not go, the counselor would not come.
他升天保佑就来。
And after he ascended to heaven, the counselor would come.
五旬节时候圣灵降临。
On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
他们知道耶稣已经复活升天。
And the disciples knew that God has Jesus has ascended.
我们现在可以得圣灵。
Today we also receive the Holy Spirit.
所以用得圣灵体验，我们知道耶稣已经复活升天。
And that is why through the experience of receiving the Holy Spirit, we also have evidence that Jesus has already ascended to heaven.
还有主耶稣说，奉他的名求什么，神就会成全。
And Jesus also said, whatever we pray for in His name, it will be fulfilled.
耶稣门徒传福音时候，奉耶稣名行好多神迹。
Jesus' disciples performed many wonders and signs in His name.
如果耶稣没有复活升天，在天上祷告，为什么他们奉耶稣名祷告有这个功效呢？
And if Jesus had not been raised, how could there be any efficacy of praying to our Lord Jesus Christ in his name?
那我们今天真教也受奉耶稣的名祷告好多体验好多神迹。
And today we also pray in the name of the Lord Jesus and there are many signs and miracles.
耶稣如果没复活在天上面祷告我们奉他的名祷告怎么会体验这么多神迹
If our Lord Jesus had not been raised and had not ascended to heaven, how could there be so many miracles by praying in his name?
耶稣被抓去审的时候门徒都跑掉了。
When Jesus was captured and tried, all his disciples ran away.
耶稣复活向他们显了以后，他们就勇敢从房间出来，在路上大声见证耶稣复活。
But after Jesus was raised and appeared to his disciples, his disciples were strengthened to proclaim his name.
因为见证耶稣复活，所以被抓去鞭打，甚至于被抓去坐牢杀害。
And by proclaiming Jesus' resurrection, his disciples were arrested and imprisoned.
但他们不把孩子继续传扬耶稣复活升天。
But the disciples were courageous enough to continue to preach his resurrection.
如果耶稣复活是骗人的
，If Jesus' resurrection were a lie,
那耶稣门徒每个都是傻瓜。
Then his disciples were all fools.
通常骗人是为了得到人间利益。
People lie to other people for benefit.
或需要躲避目前的危险。
Or to escape some kind of difficulty.
耶稣我这个是骗人的。
But if Jesus' resurrection were a lie,
耶稣门徒撒这个谎言能得什么目前益处呢？
Then what did the disciples gain by making this lie?
能躲避目前的危险吗？
Could they have escaped the tribulation simply by lying about it?
反倒更危险。
They will be in more grave danger by claiming that Jesus was raised.
安静不说没事情。
Had they kept silent, they would be in safety.
因为宣扬耶稣我才要被抓的鞭打坐牢杀害。
Because of their proclamation of Jesus' resurrection, they were arrested, persecuted, and imprisoned.
如果耶稣没有复活，他们竟然为了这个没有家族而且有危险的谎言到处宣扬，然后一个个被打，一个被杀，有这么傻的人吗？
If Jesus had not been raised and they were so foolish enough to proclaim his resurrection, and as a result were sentenced to prison and flogged, how stupid would that be?
So, 耶稣门徒就是傻瓜的大集团。
And Jesus' disciples were just a party of fools.
这个不可能啦。
This is just impossible.
所以虽然我们没有看到耶稣复活的现场，我们可以凭我们的体验去相信他。
So even though we're not eyewitnesses to his resurrection, through these evidences, we can believe that he has truly been raised.
耶稣复活不但是证明他的救主，同时也给我们相信我们也要复活。
Jesus' resurrection not only proved that he is the Lord, but it also gives us the hope that we will be raised as well.
看哥林前的第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 15.
十二节。
Verse 12.
哥林前十五章的十二节。
1 Corinthians 15, verse 12.
既团基督从死里复活了，怎么在你们中有人说没有谁能复活的事呢？十三节。
13.
若没有谁能复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。当时哥林教有人不觉得谁能会复活。
Back then, some members of the Corinthian church did not believe in Jesus' resurrection.
保罗说基督已经复活，怎么你们有人说死人不复活呢？
It was preached that Christ had been raised from the dead. How come some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
所以基督复活是我们复活的一个保证。
And that is why Christ's resurrection is a guarantee to our own resurrection.
我们再看罗马书第四章。
Let's return to Romans chapter 4.
第四章的最后一节，二十五节。
Romans chapter 4, verse 25.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。这里说，耶稣交给人是因为我们的过犯，替我们去受鞭打，去被钉十字架的。
He was delivered over to death for our sins. He suffered on the cross and was persecuted for our sins.
那复活是为叫我们称义。
And he was raised to life for our justification.
因为如果他没有复活，他不得救主。
For if he was not raised, he would not be the Savior.
我们受洗罪孽都是也不能被称义。
And our baptism would not have any efficacy, and our sins would not be forgiven.
他复活，他会做救主。我们洗礼会得罪赦免，也会被称义的。
But because he was raised, our sins were forgiven through baptism.
所以耶稣复活跟我们得救是有关系的。
And that is why Jesus' resurrection has a great deal to do with our salvation.
好，第四章就到这里告一段落。
We've concluded chapter 4.
有问题没有？今天所学的三章书的四章啊，昨天一二章也可以提出来，有问题可以提出来。
Feel free to raise any questions you have regarding what we have studied today and also chapter 1 and 2 that we studied yesterday.